From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is overhauling the way the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law that prevents gays from serving openly in the military is enforced.
Today I have approved a series of changes to the implementation of the current statute. They were developed with the full participation of the department's senior civilian and military leadership, and the changes are unanimously supported by Chairman Mullen, Vice Chairman Cartwright, and the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Gates says he is raising the rank levels of officers who can start and conduct Don't Ask, Don't Tell investigations or expel members of the service for violations, and he's discouraging the use of third-party and hearsay evidence. Osama bin Laden appears to have released a new audio recording. This time it's a short one, just 74 seconds. And as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the tape focuses on the fate of one of bin Laden's alleged lieutenants.
The new recording was brief but blunt. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden said if the U.S. executes the admitted mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, any Americans the group captures will be executed too. The message is a little premature. The Justice Department is still struggling with the decision of where to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Back in November, Attorney General Eric Holder said he'd be tried in New York, in a civilian court. He's since backed away from that decision. Bin Laden's threat is also a little odd because it's unclear whether al-Qaeda actually holds any Americans. One of its affiliates, a Pakistan-based Taliban faction called the Haqqani Group, is holding an American soldier. It captured him last summer and released a video of him late last year. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
House Democrats will have to do just what they were hoping to avoid, vote yet again on the health care package they approved earlier this week. At issue, the so-called Reconciliation Bill. It's a series of changes to the original Senate health care bill that has already been enacted. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
The health care reform package passed by the House consisted of two parts: the original Senate bill, approved and now signed into law, and second, a set of revisions to that legislation passed by the House and sent back to the Senate to be considered under budget reconciliation rules. The Senate parliamentarian found two minor provisions that violated the rules that govern such bills and had to be removed. The problematic sections deal with revisions to the federal student loan program. The slightly revised bill, therefore, needs to be reconsidered in the House. Democrats describe the development as a minor glitch and say the bill will be reapproved, but Republicans have not given up in their determination to put up more roadblocks. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are up at this hour in part on a new report that first-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped sharply last week. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 72 points. This is NPR News. Prosecutors in Boston will ask today for maximum prison time for the computer hacker behind the massive theft of credit card numbers from major retailers last year. NPR's Tovia Smith reports prosecutors believe the man was planning even more thefts of information and money when he was caught.
Albert Gonzalez pleaded guilty last year to one of the largest thefts of credit card numbers in U.S. history. The heist from major retailers, including TJX Companies and BJ's Wholesale Club, cost banks and retailers more than $200 million. Defense attorneys argue that the 25-year maximum sentence allowed under his plea deal would be excessive and that Gonzalez committed the crimes under the influence and is remorseful. But prosecutors point out that Gonzalez had already been arrested for an earlier theft but avoided prison for that by agreeing to work as a government informant. They say Gonzalez, quote, knowingly victimized a group of people larger than some states as part of his plan to steal millions. They say they found more than $100 million he'd already amassed buried in his parents' backyard. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
A panel of federal judges in San Diego considers whether to consolidate dozens of proposed class action lawsuits against the big automaker Toyota. Owners say the values of their vehicles have plummeted after millions of recalls for safety and quality fixes. The 7-judge panel will decide whether and how the cases can be consolidated or should be settled rather than tried. Toyota favors a Los Angeles court for trial, but more than 18 other jurisdictions have been suggested so far, from New Jersey to Puerto Rico. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.